You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A government shutdown is coming. Most municipal offices will all be closed on Thursday for Juneteenth Day. There will be no garbage pickup or recycling that day. Normal operations at all city facilities will resume Friday. Kenosha native and viral social media star Tristan Jass, who recently beat Giannis in a YouTube contest, is donating $10,000 of his winnings to the Shalom Center. Jass is now playing for a Canadian basketball league. The average gas price in Racine and Kenosha counties is right around that $3 a gallon mark. It is slightly higher than the rest of the state. A few dozen people gathered outside the Racine County Courthouse yesterday for a silent vigil. It was organized by the Racine Interfaith Coalition and the Kenosha Racine Quakers. The vigil aimed to draw attention to concerns about Congressman Brian Stiles' legislative actions. A 69-year-old Kenosha man drowned while snorkeling in Adams County. Michael Hillard was found dead after not returning to his rowboat for about 2 hours. His body was found floating offshore without a life vest. And tonight in Oak Creek, constituents are holding a town hall to raise concerns about cuts to Medicaid and SNAP. The event at the Oak Creek Community Center gets going at 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in Interview with a Vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad. Then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over $500 million worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a three-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high today, 79. More scattered thunderstorms tonight with thunderstorms and heavy rain likely tomorrow. We could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain from late tonight with the heaviest rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.